Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another... Right, another one. Another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. As I like to say, be part of the solution. And you can only do that if you have some information. If you don't have the information, you know, you just don't even bother. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate it. You know, watching what's happening today in the world, not just here in the States, but in the world, if you've got two brain cells rubbed together, and you're being honest with yourself, if you're a Democrat and you're being honest with yourself, are we safer today than we were when Trump was president? Were we better off when Trump was president than you are today? I mean, some of you may feel that way because, you know, I think I did the numbers of the night and showed you that with the government aid, the government help. Why would you go back to work when the government wants a $15 an hour minimum wage and the money that you're getting and the benefits that you're getting on unemployment averages out to be about about $17 an hour, 16 change, 17 bucks an hour. And you have to do less work. And I love Joe Biden's comment, well, if you don't look for work, then you start, well, how are you checking it, Joe? How do you know? I mean, seriously, you're expecting every American to be honest like they were during the 2020 election? Seriously? So Joey B's in. Remember, the sky was going to part like it was under Obama, and life was going to be grand and wonderful and what have you. And instead what we got is we got an Obama third term on steroids. And today the response from the White House on the hacking of the pipeline, closing down the pipeline in New England, and on the East Coast, well, that's a private company. It's a private company problem. No, it's not. I mean, it's a private company, yes. But some states have declared a state of emergency over this. It is a problem for D.C. to deal with. It is a problem for the president to pick up the phone. They've nailed, and if this is true, they've nailed Russian hackers over. Pick up the phone and call Putin and say, look, don't tell me you don't know who this is. Take care of this. But I'd say Joey B doesn't have the spine to do it, but he's not calling the shots. They want this. They need. I keep telling you people, they need the chaos. Joey's first 100 days as president, boy, is he just cranking, isn't he? You see, we got Iranian ships shooting at us in the Straits of Hormuz. We got Hamas shooting continually. Gee, I wonder where they got all the money for all this equipment all of a sudden. So you've got Hamas continually shooting at Israel. I think Israel should just wipe them out. I think Israel should get to the point now, just start shooting at the areas that the gunfire is coming from. You know what? And Hamas will do what it's done in the past. It'll bring the guns into the parking lots of hospitals, parking lots of schools. And yet Israel will get blamed for it. I wouldn't blame Israel. If they don't care about their kids, if they don't care about their sick and wounded, why is that Israel's issue? The squad is giddy over this, especially the Jew-hating Tlaib. Yes, she does. She hates you Jews. You Democrat Jews who voted for these people, I almost, and I hate to say it this way, I have no sympathy for you. If you voted for Biden, if you voted for that team, then why should I feel sorry for you? They don't like you. Matter of fact, I'll go one step further. They hate you. Tlaib even has a map without Israel. What's that all about? China's beefing up its presence in all sectors of industry, along with in the China Sea. They're encroaching on Taiwan on a regular basis. They have an aircraft carrier there, and they're flying missions over Taiwan or in their airspace. Russia's hanging out, beefing up on the Ukrainian border. Our electrical grid is a problem. We have a crime surge across the country. We have police morale at one of its lowest levels. Higher gas prices, staggering American debt. And yes, ask any Democrat, it's all Trump's fault. We are now paying for abortions across the planet. Man, you Christian Democrats, you should be proud of yourself. You Christian anybody who voted for Biden, you should be proud of yourself. The man stands for nothing, not a biblical principle. And I'm tired of hearing people say, yeah, well, we're supposed to be religionless. No, it's not true. Do your homework. It's not true. I've been taking a constitutional coach class through rickgreen.com or patriotacademy.com. And you want to see the letters? You want to see what our founding fathers really had in mind for this country? No, they didn't want it to be a religious country, if you would. They didn't want it to be a country of Christians, if you would. But they wanted a country built on Christian principle. That doesn't sound like a religion-less group of people. Just amazing to me. Brad Dagan is going to join us after the break. And I don't know if you heard this week, but Justice Roberts was the only dissenting vote in a freedom of speech, well, actually, technically freedom of religious speech on campus, and how he ended up. I mean, the most liberal judges agreed with the defendant in the case that he had a right to talk about God on campuses. But Roberts, not so much. I used to think they had pictures of him over at the Epstein Island. I think they probably have pictures of him with farm animals at this point. Joe Mazzini, your host, this is Railside. Don't go far. Brad Dagan joins me after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view interview your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Those are the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Do the right thing. Always do the right thing. Doesn't matter who's watching. That's the whole idea behind People of Integrity. They don't care who's watching them. It's always the right thing. Here's a guy I know. He always does the right thing. Brad Dacus. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Very popular man. We missed him last week. A lot of you were asking about him. And no, he hasn't gone anywhere. Yes, he's perfectly healthy, and he's with us here tonight. Brad, thanks for being here.
Great to be on the program. Yes, definitely healthy. I was speaking in Montana for prayer breakfast.
Wow, Montana. God bless.
Yeah.
See, it's, we have, you know, you've been the speaker at our prayer breakfast here locally with me, and we went to set it up and found out that we could only have, in a room that seats almost 450 people, we could only have 100 people there, and that we would have to eat outside. I'm like, wait a minute. It is 7 o'clock in the morning.
Well,
I'm not eating outside
Montana.
Of my house, you know.
Well, in Montana, is a town of Great Falls. There's 60,000 people in the town, and we had 567 indoors, and I didn't see any masks that I could take notice of. So it's a different place. Montana is what I call a free state. It's very liberty is all over it. It's a wonderful place.
And we're having less and less of those. But listen, I'm gonna send you a shirt that says hi. I'm Mr. O. For Mr. Optimist, and that, I know that's a good place to be, but I have been worried about Roberts for a long time, and you know it. I've been making fun of him forever. And this week, in a very, what should have been, I think, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, a very simple religious freedom or freedom of speech case, Roberts came down on the side of not giving this young man freedom of speech. There on the college campuses, it was an 8-1. Even the most liberal of the justices agreed. I'm floored at this man.
Yeah, if you take the establishment position that government has the ability to decide what it wants, universities have the ability to limit what they want to maintain the order that they see fit, and you don't really have much. Weight in the First Amendment as applied to student speech. I mean, that's the only way you could get to where John, Roberts, could have possibly have gone in dissenting. I mean, if you have the free open marketplace of ideas, which is a university,
right.
And not allowing the free open marketplace of ideas from students. Then it's just so counterproductive to the whole purpose of the university environment, and it's a public forum. So we're talking here about where free speech, where government is free speech and the First Amendment reign, and they fortunately the overall majority of the Supreme Court saw that.
Yeah, I was amazed. Amazed that this is the Chief Justice, right? And you would think, I know I'm beating this up too much, but this was a simple one. This wasn't, in my mind's eye anyway, this was a no-brainer. I mean, you're in the legal world. I'm sitting here going, this is a no-brainer. So
I was disappointed. Chief Justice is just baffling me. He switches, he changes his mind the last minute. On major cases. I'm somewhat baffled and perplexed with him. And we just can't count on him. We'd act like we have 8 justices on the Supreme Court, and go with that in terms of the strategic planning, because he is just very unpredictable. And once he became Chief Justice, that's when everything started going wacky with him. Prior to that, he was solid on the conservative part of the court, consistent. And then he just something happened, and that's the speculation as to what happened.
Well, I was reading some things about the court in and of itself. A single dissent is not very common, very rare actually, at the Supreme Court. So something's up there. I'd love to see what his mindset was on that. So I'm going to do a couple of little fast rounds at you. A Christian college is suing Biden over the transgender order. Now this is a Christian college.
Yes.
And are you, you got to tell people, you're not always familiar with the cases I throw at you, but some of these cases just floor me anyhow. Are you familiar with this one in Missouri?
Yes. It's the College of the Ozarks,
yep.
I believe. And it's an interesting school because, it's for the school, the work person school, where every student has to work their way through that college.
Right.
So it's very unique, high demand by students wanting to go there, and they have strong convictions and principles. So when they are being told that they may have to compromise their beliefs in order for students to you know, be able to be there, to qualify, to be there, then that's you know, very objectionable. I think they're not only justified in their lawsuit. I think in the end they're going to prevail in their lawsuit with the Supreme Court we presently have.
You keep saying that. Watch it. With this Supreme Court, they have floored me so many times, you know.
I know.
But we'll see what happens here, too. The thing that I'm always intrigued with is how they rule on these Christian organizations. And I think that in some cases, there are some justices I'm sure don't care, but in some cases they're looking at public pressure, which also scares me, because the law has nothing to do with public pressure, sentiment, feelings, or emotions, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's supposed to be blind and neutral and impartial, and then feelings sort of corrupt that, and it can be very dangerous. But people need to realize this Ozark case is not just also about this College of the Ozarks. The decision will be impacting the ability for virtually every school, college of faith, Christian college throughout the country, to be able to have the freedom to implement their biblical-based beliefs and convictions and values, or effectively be shut down, effectively.
It's always wide-reaching when it hits the Supreme Court, in my mind's eye, anyhow.
So it's a very, very, very important case. We're watching it, and we're here to serve and assist them as needed.
So another quick one for you. De Blasio has personally approved a pot parade in New York City, but yet, have you heard about this?
Is this a joke?
No, this is not an onion story. We'll talk about this on the other side of the break, but he's denied the Military Veterans Memorial Day Parade. This ought to be good. Joe Mazzini, your host. Oh, God. You listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All of the major indexes are finishing the day in the red after a wild session of swings. At the close, the Dow lost 473 points to close at 34,269, the S&P dropping 36, and the NASDAQ falling 12. The White House is continuing to call for a de-escalation of violence between Israel and the Palestinians. During a briefing, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki condemned the rocket attacks from Hamas and noted Israel has a right to defend itself. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying a heavy price will be paid as rockets continue to be fired. The field is set for the 146th Preakness Stakes at Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore.
Number 3, Medina Spirit.
Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit is the 9-5 morning line favorite in Saturday's race. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
I kissed her.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-556. Let me just get back at it again. Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. I always appreciate my time with him. And, Brad, before we get rolling and yakking away here, let people know, you know, what the organization is all about and how they can help.
You bet. We at Pacific Justice Institute defend religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life, all without charge, all across the United States, with more offices coast to coast than any other organization of our kind. We're a legal organization. We're a nonprofit 501c3. And if people want to keep up with our many cases, we have over 50 cases just right now in litigation. If they want to keep up with these cases, I know they'll find them interesting. If they're listening to this show, they'll find them interesting. Or if they want to support our work with a tax-deductible contribution, they can just go straight to our website, pji.org. P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org, pji.org.
Can't make it any easier than that for you people. All right, so we're going to come back from the Twilight Zone. I know you thought I was just making fun, but this is a real story.
Yeah.
Well, de Blasio, you know, he's a devout communist anyhow. So he has approved a pot smokers march and a cannabis parade. All right? And I actually believe it's going to be on Memorial Day or the day before, something like that. And he has disallowed a military Veterans Day. And the Veterans Day has been annual forever. And I'm thinking to myself here, saying, okay, so you're actually going to disallow the parade of the guys that actually fought for the right for those other people to smoke dope in the streets. But this can't hold up. If they brought this to court, this is like a discrimination case waiting to happen, is it not?
You're absolutely correct. The government cannot open a forum or recognize a forum of speech for one group and then deny it for another group, all things being equal. And unless there is some strange, unusual risk of health and safety the day that the veterans want to have theirs that doesn't exist for the pot smokers when they want their parade, I think he's going to have a real hard time justifying this in a court of law.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, he has approved, the St. Patrick's Day Parade, I guess because there's booze involved. I don't know. But Black Lives Matter did one of those, right?
Oh, yes.
And last year, apparently Schumer and a few others, even the Attorney General, Letitia James, participated in the cannabis parade. Isn't that wonderful? And yet we can't have the veterans who fought for them to have the ability to be elected to office, to be where they're at. Those people are not allowed and or not welcome, for that matter.
Just yeah, amazing. And it is amazing. And I think that they owe an apology to all those parents who have young teenagers smoking pot and having permanent impact on their brain development as result of it. It's not Kool-Aid. It does have impact on clearly indisputable impact on three different parts of brain development,
yep,
all the way up to the age of 26. So why they're parading and saluting this? They have the free speech rights. I recognize that, but public officials, these public officials need to think more before they sign up for a seat at such a parade like that.
Well, and you know, to your point, when you talk about what these guys are doing and what have you, it's just amazing to me. Look at, because I want to hit a couple of quick ones, and I want to get to your stories. This one's a little touchy, but it's still, we had talked in the last segment about the law being emotionless, if you would. Now, there's a teacher who's been suspended after saying that George Floyd would be alive if he had complied. Now, you or I, as white folk, would be chastised for that. But, you know, I can go down the list, you know, of people, like, even comedians. You know, you've got Chris Rock that says the same thing. You've got Larry Elder that says the same thing. I mean, I can go down a list of African-Americans or black folks that say the same thing. Comply and live to fight it the next day. But that aside, if a teacher in a class talking about social issues, and she is a woman of color, she said that basically that, you know, if you would comply, if people would comply, and in this case, if Floyd had complied, he would be alive. And they're firing her for her, you know, non-compassion or whatever.
Yeah,
how could that be possible?
Yeah, it's illogical. What she made was several points. One is what she said was 100% true. I say almost 100% true. There is some speculation that he still could have possibly died because of the drugs actually were closing up his respiratory to as a contributory factor. It doesn't let the policeman off the hook by any means.
No.
Who did what he did, and he should be responsible. But as a general rule, she's correct. I mean, had he complied, he would have lived, just like the overwhelming number of these incidents where people die and that we have demonstrations afterwards. These are almost all incidents involving people who are engaging in some criminal activity and they're not complying. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. And because of that, then they have the problem. So I think that teacher should be saluted, because these children need to hear the importance of respecting authority. When policemen say, okay, you're under arrest, put your hands up, you don't reach into the pocket to pull out a gun or a knife. I mean,
right.
I mean, we know
right.
This stuff. I mean, I was raised with this stuff. It was, you know, it was just an assumption. You respect police, you respect those in authority. And then when these children are told differently, and when you have a teacher fired for having a very common sense, healthy thing to be told to these kids, that shows you how really twisted our public educational systems are when we have teachers like that, a wonderful model of instruction, being fired for saying something that is for the health and safety and welfare and development for these children.
And opening up the discussion. We seem to be afraid to open up the discussion. You know, just amazing.
Yeah.
So, I know this is out of, not in this country, however, I could see it happening here with everything that's going on. There was a school chaplain that was fired because he was reported as a terrorist for telling students that you can disagree with an LGBTQ ideology, that it's okay from a biblical standpoint in conversation to tell them we're supposed to love people. I got that. But the school had introduced a pro-LGBT LGBTQ ideology, and the chaplain said, listen, if they wanted to accept that, it's absolutely fine, but for Christians, you don't have to. And for simply saying that, they dragged him into a meeting, they found out where he stood now, it's a Christian school, and they fired him. Here in this country, would he have a case?
Yeah, was it a private school or public school? It's probably a private school because they had a chaplain.
Yes.
Some countries have chaplains, so it was a private school.
Yep.
Yeah, generally speaking, private schools have the freedom to hire and fire based on their beliefs and their convictions. You know, this may be, a liberal Episcopal private school that is has a very, have beliefs and values that are very divergent from Orthodox mainstream, Christianity. So we could easily see something like this happening, for example, in the United States at such a school. I know of one, a few miles from where I live that would, it has a reputation of pushing these kinds of things. So, it's definitely, my children didn't go there, but it's definitely something that we could see. Actually, we've had a case matter very similar to this. And we had to tell the fired teacher that, well, this is a private school. These are their beliefs.
Yep.
You know, you may not agree with them, but if that's how the things that they want to put in these kids' minds, and the parents want to pay the tuition for it, then they have the freedom to do it.
I am always struck at how Christian schools, and you and I have seen this happen here over the last couple of years, Christian schools that take a stance against Christian scripture, and when it comes to issues like that. And you would think as a teacher you're doing the right thing because it lines up with scripture, and then you find out you're losing your job over it. It is really whacked for every sense. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about your Seattle case that just had some news today, but don't give them a hint. We'll do it when we come back from the break. Joe Bazzini, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website. I want you to do a couple things really quick during the break. I want you to sign up for the newsletter. Not hard to do. Top right-hand corner. You can put your email address in up there, and we send out an email once a week. And even that, I forget to do sometimes as well. Or you can sign up to get text alerts by simply texting TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Be back in a few minutes.
To stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. Joe Vitino, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Over the corner of my shoulder, I tell you, keep the TV on so I can watch the news, breaking news, that kind of stuff. Employers are having a hard time getting people back to work. My God. Shocked, I tell you, shocked. Especially when you think about it. I gave you the numbers earlier on the breakdown. When you think about it, especially here in California, what the government gives you, And when I say government, what the feds are giving you as a supplement or whatever, and what the state's giving you, you can walk away with as much as $500 to $700 a week. Now, if you're the average person here in California working and on a, or we're working in on unemployment now, I think it works out to be close to $17 an hour. Why would I go to work for $15 or almost $15 with taxes and everything else taken out when I can make almost $17 an hour sitting on the couch? It makes no sense. And these yo-hos in Sacramento and D.C. I don't know. They don't have the brain cells to put together to figure this out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dickens joins me, as he does every week, to give us a handle on what's going on, you know, in the law and what they're fighting there at Pacific Justice Institute, a great organization. I would suggest that you reach out to them, or at least head over to the website, pji.org, pji.org, and that way there you can get informed and get engaged, and you will need some guidance at some point in time, I can tell you. As a school board member, I mean, God bless him and his organization. I've reached out to him a few times to try to make things happen, to see what I needed to do to make things happen, and he's never failed me. Brad, thanks for being with me.
No, thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
All right, so your Sacramento case. Explain that. Not Sacramento. I'm sorry. Seattle. Jeez.
Okay, good.
They're about the same. You know what I'm saying? I mean, as far as...
Yeah, I was sitting there quickly shuffling in my brain about, okay, what's going on in Sacramento? Which one's what's he talking about? Okay, Seattle is interesting. A gentleman there who was Matthew Meineke, he's well-known for preaching in outdoor places and outside places, and he was preaching on a sidewalk, and a T-shirt shop owner said he was just overwhelmed with anger and frustration, and, you know, I could tell he talked to a lawyer. But anyway, he complained, and so he was shut down. He said, no, you can't. The minister was told you cannot preach anymore, can't preach the gospel anymore, even though it's a public sidewalk. We're protecting people who don't want to hear this and who are offended. And so, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we ran into court, and a judge granted a temporary restraining order, on behalf of this man to be able to preach, the gospel on a public sidewalk in a public place, protected undoubtedly, unequivocally by the First Amendment of the Constitution and established case law.
Wow. You know, the fact that we're even having this conversation is just amazing. Do you know what I'm saying? Amazing,
yeah,
to me. That this would be a slam dunk by any judge, police department, municipality, knowing that he has a right to do this. I'm floored by it.
Yeah, the whole philosophy and attitude of the opposition, which is, you know, people can have the freedom of speech to say things, so long as everyone approves of it and thinks it's wonderful. Well, you don't need a free speech clause in the First Amendment if that's the rule. So we need to protect speech, even if we may not agree with it, or if someone may find it offensive, they can walk on, they can, you know, ignore it. We have to maintain these avenues of free speech, especially when we see platforms on the Internet being shut down as with regards to free speech. We can't. We have to do everything we can to preserve free speech in every opportunity we have to maintain our society and our country to have the free flow of ideas.
You know, last time, you have to talk about this stuff because it's so asinine, but last time you were on with me, I know I have trolls because I got an email from somebody who said, I can't believe a person like you, a person of, and they put it in quotes, integrity, would have such an anti-LGBT hating group on, like that guy from Pacific Justice Institute. And I got to tell you, I just roll around laughing half the time because they sent me a link. You ready for this one? They sent me a link to the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Oh.
Who themselves are at the top of the hate list pretty much for any conservative or
right,
godly group. I just found that to be... I meant to tell you about that last time. I just thought that was so interesting.
Yeah, you know? quoting the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is so been so discredited on so many different levels. You know, they have called Dr. James Dobson a hate person.
Yeah.
Professors hate people. Dr. Ben Carson is a hate person. You know, other churches, ministries doing great work. You know, loving
right,
work. Caring. So it's interesting. What they should do is they should watch my video series called The Dacus Connection, which shows all about the importance of showing of love and respect and connecting with people on the other side and how to do it respectfully and lovingly and constructively without compromise. I think they can learn a few things from that very valuable video series that we now have available on our website.
Well, there's a lot of good stuff on your website. You know, again, take a minute to tell some of the gems they can find. You know, reclaiming your schools. I mean, people don't realize that there are ways to take the schools back. And, you know, I try to explain quickly. I try to explain to some of my people that send me emails after they see things like that. What was it, that group of moms that took over the school board? I think it was in Arizona, wherever it was. And I said, look, it really doesn't work like that. And it doesn't matter what they passed that night. Even if the whole school board resigned, you can't elect yourself in that night. You know, you got to have a regular election kind of thing. So, but people are getting frustrated. They're getting, you know, I mean, they don't know what else to do. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And we have great resources to help everyone without charge. All of our work and assistance for parents and families is without charge. For example, helping families, so, you know, particularly low-income families, but families who have threats by social workers to take their children unjustifiably. We have an article that says 12 steps to protect your children from CPS.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes gangbusters. And then we have another one, you know, Faith in the Workplace, to empower business owners and managers not to have to quiver when it comes to their living their faith and through their work. And then union dues objectors, how they can have all their dues if they're in the private sector. Government, they're already protected by the Supreme Court decision that came out, the Jason case. But in the private sector, they're everywhere in America. They're entitled to have all their dues go to a charity if they're in a non-right-to-work state. And so that we talk about that, takeaways with regard to free speech and just your rights to share your faith publicly, everything you need to know about the Equality Act. There's just a lot of
Public evangelism. Act, right? I mean,
yeah.
The Inequality Act or whatever. I mean, seriously, how bad is it getting?
Yeah, it reminds me of something like in George Orwell's 1984 book, where everything had an opposite meaning from the name it actually was.
Yep.
And
yep.
This clearly meets that criteria. But we want to empower people, not only defend people, but empower people. I mean, all these resources are free. And we even have a video film called Sex Ed, Let Parents Decide. It's very graphic, very explicit. People can watch that without charge, adults only mature audiences for that. And then we're going to be coming out with another video, which is it's a documentary. It's an hour long where I interview a gentleman who is a transgender person leader. And I show how we can do so, you know, respectfully and lovingly, but still non-compromising. And it's a real great example for our society to show how people can communicate without screaming at each other and throwing rocks at each other and et cetera, or shooting each other. And then the second half is dealing with an ex-transgender person, telling their story. So we're covering both stories. Heaven forbid, we're actually looking at both sides. I mean, I think modern day media journalism needs to learn this concept again. But we're going to be debuting that in a few weeks, and it's going to be shown live from our website, and people are going to find it really encouraging. It's going to be a really good experience, really enlightening experience, I think, for many people.
So we only got a couple of minutes left, and I want to talk to you. You know, people are asking me on a regular basis, are they going to force the kids to be vaccinated before they go back to school? Are they going to force the teachers? And I'm saying, well, the vaccine for the kids, you know, your kids already have to be vaccinated against so many things before they go to the school. So I think that leaves the door open for them to do something with this, and they're not allowing any kind of religious opt-out, are they?
No, and not even a medical opt-out that's reasonable. It's really hard to find a doctor that's not on the blacklist of the state of California prevented from doing it, giving a letter of opt-out. So it's very concerning. I will say this. As long as it's an emergency vaccine, legally the government cannot compel anyone to have this vaccine. But when the FDA gives its approval, and I think there will be pressure to do so before the school year,
right,
then all bets are off, and it's going to be nasty. I think we're going to see a lot of kids leaving the government schools,
yep,
and for good reason, for good reason.
Will they be able to force them in private schools?
They could. But we'll be defending the private schools. You can be assured of that.
Homeschool, yes or no?
Probably not homeschool.
Okay. All right, Brad Dacus, PJI.org, PJI.org, Pacific Justice Institute. Go there, check them out. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You got me for a whole hour, all by my onesies.